The top level has the smallest area of all the library floors. Representing Dutch literature is the portrait of Edvard Douwes Dekker, who called himself Multatuli. The author, who was born in Amsterdam in 1820, wrote satirical books denouncing Dutch colonial policy under that pen name. The Dutch collection is a special highlight of the Philological Library. With 40,000 volumes, it's the second largest collection of its kind in Germany. Take a look and enjoy the view from up here. From this vantage point, you can see down into the lowest level of this 19-meter-high building. Up here, the curving balustrades closely approach the textile of the inner skin without touching it. This inner membrane is open to the outside at points, offering glimpses of the sky. The outer shell, with its alternating glazed windows, aluminium panels and ventilation flaps, provides shelter from the sun, the rain and the cold. When the sun shines or the rain falls lightly on the outer skin, when clouds go by creating a play of shadows, one feels as if one's sitting under the roof of a tent. The building's supporting framework is located between the inner and outer shells. During your tour of the floor below, you may have noticed the steel construction showing through in places, in the same melon yellow colour as the entrance area. But the interlayer space does not just contain the bearing structure, it's also part of the building's ingenious ventilation system. By the way, the red armchairs behind and in front of you are part of the reading lounge, where library users can read in a relaxed atmosphere. You should note the two concrete cores to the right and left. They contain the fire stairs, the elevator, and the toilets. To the left, in front of the grey wall of the concrete core, are two information stands. There, beneath the air vents in the ceiling, you can find out more about the innovative climate concept of Norman Foster's building. To do so, press number 8 on your audio guide.